And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Standen, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standen.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great show for you today. Mike Lum with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, and lots of special tips and giveaways and all kinds of stuff, and a special mystery guest. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lane and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, today's going to be a great show. There is a lot to go over today, man. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah. Mr. Mike Lum, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, Mike. Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, and we're going to be talking some fun stuff, but let's get to this mystery guest. I'm going to let you introduce him, Mike, and tell us why he's here with a Captain Rollo Kids at Sea fundraiser.
Well, we have a wonderful fundraiser we've been able to put together this year called Win Rollo's Reel. And so as we were working on it and strategizing what the promotion was going to be like, it became apparent that the growth and the popularity of Cedros Island is definitely a big, big part of our industry now. And Jeff Mariani and I have been buddies for a couple of years, and he has recently expanded his operation to include both center console type fishing and kayak fishing. And so I thought, well, I ought to call Jeff and see if he'd be interested in maybe making a trip available for this promotion. And sure enough, he agreed to that very quickly. And so he's here with us in the studio to talk about Cedros Island. What's the new name?
Senior Solomon Fishing Charters.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, good morning,
guys. Great. Well, that's very generous of you. That's a really cool prize. So how is one going to win that trip to Cedros Island Fishing Charters?
Well, we are in the process of kicking off our what we're going to call our 2022 Grand Raffle ticket sales. We did not have an annual raffle last year in the Rollo program because of the COVID problems. And so it's the first time we've done it in a couple of years, but we've put together 30 really nice prizes that total over $30,000 in value. And we're selling those tickets between now and when the drawing takes place in April, and they're $10 a piece. So what we do with Win Rollo's Reel is we're going to ask people to donate $100. They'll buy 10 of the grand raffle tickets, and that will enter them into a special drawing to win a reel that belonged to Rollo and this trip to Cedros Island. And so,
what is that reel?
Well, the reel is an International 2-Speed 30, which was this is one of the very, very first 30 International 2-Speeds that was on the market. It was actually gifted to Rollo when he was on the Royal Polaris, and it was the Prince of Brunei. It's not Prince, but I don't think that's the right title. Anyway, it was a very, very high up. Person that fished on the royalty, and upon finishing that first trip with that reel, he was the only guy that had a 2-speed International 30 that was like,
back
when that came
day,
out,
yeah.
That was a big deal. And so he got off the trip and he went to give it to Rollo, and Rollo said, no, I don't want your reel, go ahead and keep your reel. Well, the way Brian Kiyohara told me the story was Frank overheard that Rollo had denied this guy the opportunity to give him this reel. And Frank said, go over and, you insulted the guy. Don't do that. And so he went over and accepted the reel and thanked him for it. And so the reel became a regular on the RP in that year.
Huh.
And passengers, a lot of big fish were caught on it. And then apparently another guest during the off season anodized the reel red.
That
thinking
so
that
cool.
It would be easy for Rollo to always know where that reel was because it would be anodized a different color. Well, over the years of being in the sun, it has it's turned to almost a champagne pink kind of a color. It's not red anymore, but it is in excellent working condition. And when we were given it, Brian Kiyohara is the one who's had it all these years.
Oh, wow.
And he gave it to us a couple years ago. Cal restored it and made it internally perfect. And so a couple of years ago, we did the same type of promotion.
Right.
One lucky winner won the reel and a fishing trip, and he kept it for a little while and then called me and said, I would like to give you guys back the reel. And so we have been holding on to it, waiting for an opportunity. And so here we are. I doubt that we're going to ever get a third shot at the same reel.
No.
So this is a real piece of sport fishing history and an
no
awesome
question.
Trip. And that'll go to one of 150 people.
So you win the reel and the trip to Cedros Island Fishing.
The same person wins
them
both.
Wow.
Yeah. You get
no
the
way.
Reel and the trip, absolutely. And there's only going to be 150 numbers in that in that drawing. 150, that's it. And as soon as we hit that 150 number, we'll draw. And we're going to draw it live right here on Let's Talk Hookup. So if we sell out on a Tuesday, the following weekend, we'll give it away right here on the air. And it could be next week. It could be 2 weeks from now. But it won't be long.
No way.
I have a hunch this is going to sell out very, very quickly.
Well, two of the 150 are already gone because Dr. Chris Ming is here in the studio with us and bought the first two.
He walked in and bought two right off the bat. So if that continues through this morning, Tim Baker, who is handling the phone calls, is going to be one busy young man, and we're going to get sold out on this thing, and we're going to give this reel and trip away. And someone is going to be very happy that they participated, and everyone else has still got raffle tickets for that $30,000 worth of prizes we're going to give away on April 30th.
This is just a side bonus raffle.
You're
still buying your tickets for the grand prize.
That's exactly
which
right.
It's a very grand list.
That's exactly
this,
right.
This prize, the Rollo's Reel and the trip to Cedros Island Fish Charters, are the bonus prize, but you still get the $30,000 in prizes up for grabs.
Yes, absolutely. And it's real. It gets a little complicated when you're talking about all the different raffles, but it actually is quite simple. You're buying raffle tickets for our $30,000 raffle in April. And for the 150 opportunities to win this reel and Jeff's trip to Cedros.
So you can buy one ticket, 10 tickets, or 100 tickets?
You can. You buy the minimum buy-in for this Win Rollo's Reel promotion is $100. That's 10 tickets.
If you
buy $200 worth, we're going to give you two opportunities to win the reel and Jeff's trip and we will throw in five more tickets at no cost. So for $200, you're getting $250 worth of raffle tickets for the grand raffle, and you will have two entries to win the reel and the trip.
Okay.
How cool.
So, but if you want to buy one ticket for $20, you can do that, but you're not in the big
pot. Right. The tickets are $10 a piece. So if you want to buy one ticket, by all means, we'll sell you one ticket. Be happy to. But if you buy 10, then you'll get a chance to win.
You buy 10, you get how many bonus tickets?
If you buy 10, you just get 10 tickets and one chance to win the reel. If you buy 20 tickets, which is $200, then you're going to get a total of 25 tickets.
Okay.
And so that's really the best, obviously the best deal. $200 donation, you get two entries into the rod and reel, and you get 25 tickets.
So, Jeff, the person that wins this trip to go fishing with you at Sagos Island Fishing Charters, give us an idea what the trip is like.
So they're going to get 4 days on the island with me down at our house and my crew, of course. They will fly down on the King Air next year with us. They'll pick their date when they want to go.
Based on availability.
Yeah. You can't pick, like, Corey's trips. Those are sold out. Ben's trips are sold out. Afrin's trips are sold out. All of Kevin's trips are sold out, things like that. But it's open for the whole season. You know, whenever it is convenient for that person to travel is when they're going to come down with us.
So
they'll single room occupancy. They'll have their own room just like everyone does at our place. They'll be to the island in an hour and 15 minutes. So they'll be fishing that first day with everyone. They're just going to be part of the family.
Wow. So that King Air flight out of CBX in Tijuana has changed the game, hasn't it?
Ridiculous.
So you're there in an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah. It's really amazing. Like, so we park at Ron's at 6:00. We get everybody over to the CBX. We walk across by 7:30, like we're already on the plane, taxiing, and by like 9:05 usually we're landing on the island.
Wow. Whoa. No kidding.
No weather issues, no nothing. Like it is the most incredible thing. It's completely changed everything for us and it's just unbelievable. Like to be able to fish, like we're on the water by 10:30 in the morning.
Wow.
You know, so here you are parking.
Yeah, you're
6:00.
At your house. You wake up in your own bed in the morning, and by 10:00, you're casting a surface iron
at Stavros. Exactly.
That's pretty awesome.
That's awesome. Darn amazing.
And your operation there is just fantastic too.
We're just super dialed in. I mean, thanks to Katie now on board, really helping on the front end. And like my guys, they're just everything. You know, this is our fifth season, so we're all pretty much in sync. We have a good rhythm. Everything was just such a great year. We had such a great year this year.
Yeah, a lot of good fishing and just
great fishing. Our equipment worked great. My crew, you know, everything. The house was awesome. I mean, I wasn't there for 16 months before the season started. Nothing changed. Like, the plants got bigger. Like, that's the only thing. I still love the same thing. Like,
that's cool.
Pizza oven's still there.
Man, we used that thing every group this year. The pizza was a huge
so much
hit.
Fun.
Just everything, you know, like I said, all
and
the
then,
equipment.
And then you have two Pongas, right?
Yeah, we have two. We're investing in a third. We have a lot of changes for 2022 coming our way down there. Like I've always been constantly trying to be innovative down there and expanding, you know. So I did purchase the property across the street this year.
Wow.
So we'll be building what we're calling the clubhouse there here over the next year. We're doing that, and then a new Ponga. I'm going to add another Ponga to our fleet.
Wow.
Just to keep the upgrade going, keep my equipment, you know, top-notch and everything. And I love the Mercs. They're so efficient. I can go anywhere. Like, that's the thing. We put 100 liters of fuel in our boats, and I can go to Bonitos and back. We go anywhere. We have zero restrictions on where we fish at my place. The weather is the only thing that stops me from going anywhere. I'll go anywhere where I know we're going to have a good adventure and be by ourselves. Like, that's the most important thing to me. Like, if you're on Stavros, I mean, there's no need to fish with everyone else.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Know, so.
Yeah. So, and you can kayak fish still if you want to, because originally it was Stavros kayak fishing.
Yeah. So that's how all this started. You know, I came to you and asked you what you thought about, you know, starting kayak fishing down there.
Well, actually, it started as a tackle store.
It really, right. It started as a tackle store.
If you want to go back even further, it started with Jeff and I fishing on a Let's Talk Hookup.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was the very, very beginning.
That was the beginning.
One of the Let's Talk Hookup trips to Cedros. Yeah, like that's where it all started. Like
that's exactly where it started. You know? It did. With Dwayne Broadway, basically, you guys had just gotten back. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to the radio that morning and heard that and then signed up immediately. Well, as soon as he hung up the phone, I was on the phone with him. And, it was a great week.
Ever since, we had
such great weather that week. It was a no-brainer. I've been hooked on Cedros ever since. So
wow.
But it all started with the kayaking. And we can kayak. You can ponga fish. You can do whatever you want. Like, I love doing it all. And it's all kind of, you know, weather-related and what the person wants to do. And so I just – it's the beauty of the small trips, really. Having only five guys down there, I can do whatever we want. You're on a vacation with me, and I want to show you Cedros. There's a lot to do down there, and so I just make sure that you have a great time doing what you wanted to do on your vacation. So,
great.
I love it.
All right. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to do. Now, once again, Tim is standing by, getting ready. He's ready for you, right?
Yeah, Tim Baker is handling all the phone calls for these tickets today. He just sent me a text that he is already busy. I haven't even given out his phone number yet.
Okay.
So if you want to reach Tim this morning and get your tickets for When Rollo's Reel and this great Cedros Island fishing trip, call 909-223-9631. That's 909-223-9631. That's Tim Baker's cell phone number, and he is already busy on it. If you'd like to send an email, you cannot order tickets over the Internet here in California, but you can send Tim your name and phone number by email, and he'll call you back. We have to speak to you in order to sell you these tickets or see you face-to-face. So you can send an email to tim@rollokids.org. That'll be the fastest way because he'll be trying to juggle those in between phone calls. And then after today, if you want to email, it would actually be win@rollokids.org. Either one. I know there's too many numbers and addresses. But
probably the fastest way is just to try and call him and leave a message.
And leave a message. And he'll call you back in the order that the messages come in. In the past, we've done this, and he literally stays busy all day until the afternoon to get back to you. So don't think he's not calling you back. But if you leave a message, he will get back to you, and you will get your tickets.
Again, I want one book of tickets. This is my phone number. Look forward to talking to you.
You don't even have to tell him how many tickets. Just give him a name and phone number legibly and slowly so he can actually hear what you're saying, and he will call you back. 909-223-9631, or you can send him an email, tim@rollokids.org. And he'll be one busy guy. He'll be hating me probably in about 30 minutes.
I still can't get over that there's going to be a 1 in 150 shot. That's all it is. 1 in 150 for a trip to Cedros and Rollo's Reel.
Rollo's Reel.
The odds are fantastic.
Yeah. And these 150 packages are going to sell out pretty quickly.
I forgot to mention, and this is not a little thing, all tickets bought on the Rollo Reel promotion for this raffle will be marked. We will mark them internally. And then when we do the drawing in April, any ticket that is marked from this promotion, in addition to whatever the prize is, you'll also get a voucher to go fish on the Liberty on a full-day trip.
What?
Yeah. Any ticket drawn. So if in April you win a trip somewhere, or you win some tackle, or you win a gift certificate to Fisherman's Landing, in addition, you're going to get a voucher to go fish with Tara on the Liberty for a full-day trip.
It pays back your $100, $200, then some.
You got to remember, folks, every single ticket bought, the kids win.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the whole spirit of this, is to raise money to get more kids on the water. We can't forget that.
Sure.
We've exceeded 140,000 kids with this program. And although we dipped last year because of the COVID restrictions, we're full steam ahead right now. And fundraising's been good. And we got trips booked. And kids are going to be out on the ocean for the first time.
And a lot of promotions to come in 2022.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, a great show lined up for today. We're doing some great stuff.
You're not kidding, man. Yeah, going to be a great show. So much fun. And just to have Mike and Jeff in here and all the great stuff going on, talking Cedros, talking Rollo's, it's going to be a great day today. And if you want to join us, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 213 213- 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or shoot us a text. We've had a lot of fun with the text the show option here. And that's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download, a very easy and convenient way to listen to the show. You can listen to archive shows. If you caught some cool tip that you missed and you want to kick back and listen to last week's show, the Let's Talk Hookup app is for sure the easiest way to do it. And you can text your questions in, and we'll be reading some of the fun ones on the air. Again, phone call 213-432-1090 or text the show. Not only are you getting an opportunity to win all these great prizes today via Captain Rawls' Kids at Sea, but we are giving away a great prize at the end of today's show to one lucky caller, and that is a trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Fish with Captain Matt and Captain Ryan. And in addition to that, you're also going to receive 10 tickets to the big grand prize raffle, that big $30,000 grand prize raffle happening in April. One lucky caller at the end of the show today. 10 tickets and a trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Going to be a great show. Lots of great info today. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. No downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time. Phones are packing up. Texts are rolling through. And I can't imagine how busy Tim.
You think Tim's busy? Right, is he yelling at you yet, Mike?
He's too busy.
Yeah. You know, one thing we should do before we get to the texts and the calls is kind of list the prizes for this grand raffle. Because that's what this, I mean, if the win roll is real and the trip to Sage Island Fishing Charters is, of course, the big deal now that we're promoting here on Let's Talk Hookup, and a huge bonus for you if you buy tickets today for the, of those 150. But the grand raffle goes, does it go beyond the 150 tickets? Or is that the grand raffle?
The grand raffle is almost unlimited.
Unlimited.
We'll
tickets.
Just keep selling tickets until April 30th.
Yeah.
The day before, we'll still be selling tickets, hopefully.
Yeah.
And the more we sell, the more kids benefit. So we're going to keep pushing that.
But the
along the way, there'll be different opportunities to showcase it, this being the first and the largest of those.
Of those.
Side
so now is the time to buy them.
Now would be a great time because you're going to get the tickets either way,
right.
And you get an opportunity at this very rare reel. I mean, there's only one of these reels on Earth,
and
here's your chance to own it and a trip to go fishing with Jeff. So I think, Pete, rather than try to line list or read all of these at one time, why don't I just read like 10 of them, and then we'll do 10 a little
bit
later.
There's 30 of them, right?
Yeah, there's 30 total prizes, and sometimes what happens as we go along, other people call and they donate stuff.
Hey, man, I want to add this to the list.
Sometimes it gets a little bit bigger than that, but for now, we have 30 that are really awesome prizes, and I like them all, but the most interesting one, the one we've never had anything like before, is we're giving away a lifetime California fishing license.
Wow.
So whoever wins it, we will get them a lifetime California fishing license, which even if they decide later in life to move out of the state, they can still come back and use it as the license. They don't need an out-of-state license or any of that. So that's a really cool gift. We've never done that before. I don't think anybody has. We're also going to be giving away one of the Hobie Mirage Lynx kayaks.
Whoa.
Which when I asked them about that at the ICAST show, Lane's first reaction was, well, I don't think we can give those away. We can't even get them to sell.
So
I said, Ron, it'll be fine. It's not till the end of April. Okay, I guess we can do it. So we're gonna keep pushing, but we'll have that kayak.
Still hoping they
away,
come in
so.
Stock.
Yeah, sometime between now and the end of April. We're going to also be giving away a Camp Chef, what they call a Woodwind pellet grill. With sear box, and for anybody that's not familiar, this is similar to some of the other smokers that are so popular on the market today. They're very, very high quality, and I've been using one now for the last 3 years, and they are fantastic.
Cool.
Well, when they first got it to me, I thought, I'm not even sure I'll ever use this, and I'm telling you right now, if I got home from this show and found out someone had stolen it, I would go out tomorrow and buy another one.
The camp
I cannot live without that. Without
that's
that
the one that Scott Latha has.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And Scott was really pushing me to get one. I was like, Scott, I got 3 barbecues. What do I need this for? And he goes, just use it. And I'm telling you what, guys.
That's how you use it?
It's the most versatile thing on earth. It's so great. I use it constantly. I bet I use it 4 days a week.
Wow.
Cool. So anyway, we're giving one away. And then we're going to also give away something totally new to us. It's a trip with Adventures and Camping, which, Rick, I know you're real familiar with. And so with Ryan and the folks up there have been gracious enough to get involved and donate that trip. So
that's so cool.
We're giving that away. That's where you decide where you want to be in the Sierras, and you reserve a trailer, and they move it there for you. You just drive up, move in, and then when you leave, you get in your car and your truck and you leave and you don't worry about the trailer. And Ryan and his guys come and get it and haul it away. And it's the easiest camping trip on earth.
You can't even believe it. And, I mean, I always say the same thing. People always say, like, that, you know, it's never what the brochure described. That was always Marty's line. And, boy, it's better than that. I mean, you literally drive up in your car, no gas, no trailer, no deciding where you're going to pull off and get your rig and back it in. Like, you show up and your trailer's already set up and the generator's on and the lights are running and the fridge is cold and away you go, and like Mike said, that's the best part. When you leave, you throw the keys on the table, you get in your car, and you drive home at full speed the whole way, not worrying about a thing.
Yeah.
It's such a slick trip.
I think it puts the added fun in camping because you don't 100%. Have that burden
yeah.
to go. Everybody else enjoys their camping trip except for the person in the family that has to deal with everything. Here you eliminate that.
We were always big RV people growing up. I had a big toy hauler. And like about halfway through the day before you're about to leave, your trip is over because this the dread of like, I got to pack the trailer and I got to start doing this. We got to start breaking everything down. Like, you're fishing until lunchtime, the time, and then you hop in the car and you go home.
No,
you
know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, so that'll
great,
be a cool prize.
Great deal.
So that's a nice prize.
That was very nice of them to get involved. And then another new one to us is the folks at Tail Hunter International down in La Paz. And they have put up a wonderful five-day package that involves room and board and fishing down in La Paz. And so that is an awesome trip, and that's a great area if people haven't fished down there in that part of the Sea of Cortez. That's a beautiful place.
How cool.
So that's the top five that are right there listed. By the way, we also, when we give this prize away in April, we draw the first 10 winners. First thing we do, draw 10 winners and number the tickets, and then we start giving away the other prizes. The top 10 prizes, which don't necessarily mean the highest value. It means really the top 10 being highly specialized. Mm-hmm. We set aside, and then I personally call the winners in order and say, Rick, you just won your choice of one of these 10 items. And then you tell me what you want, and then I call
the
next.
But how do you pick the best 10? There's great prizes.
I really try to do it more on like, for instance, I don't want to give a kayak that's a very desirable kayak to somebody that doesn't kayak fish or has
right,
no interest.
Right.
So I try to do it based not just on value, but it's really based on the nature of the prize. And so what I call the top 10 are really the most specialized 10. That's kind of
gotcha.
But it works better because you end up winning stuff you want.
Totally. I love it. That's awesome. All right. So once again, if you want tickets, call Tim Baker now, 909-223-9631. 909-223-9631, or send an email to tim@rallokids.org.
Yes, make sure it's ORG or he won't get it.
Yeah, so, and if it's going to be busy.
Yes.
So just when it's when you get the busy signal, just leave a message and he's going to get you in order. And I imagine these 150 tickets are going to sell out pretty quickly. No doubt.
Not with an opportunity at Rollo's Reel and a trip to Cedros,
yeah, for sure. So let's go ahead and jump up to the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Well, the phones are packed up. If you want to get your chance to get through, it's 213-432-1090. We're going to start it off this morning with John, who's calling from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And just got to give kudos to the friends of Rollo, kids of Rollo. And I always enjoy participating and things like that. So my two questions, the tickets that I got at Tackle Day from the booth are for the drawing on April 30th. And then other than calling Tim today and getting $300 worth, where can I get other tickets later on?
Yes, these are the same tickets, the same prizes that you got at Tackle Days. That was the first event that we actually offered them. And you can continue to buy tickets all the way up until April 30th when we do that raffle. But if you want to be a part of this Win Rollo's Reel, that would be something you'd need to call Tim Baker at that 909-223-9631.
Yeah, I already called him.
Oh, okay. Then you're all set as soon as he calls you back, and you'll be in this drawing, this special drawing as well.
I think his question was going forward of that. Like, so later in the year, John decides he wants to buy another $100 worth. How would you continue to buy tickets throughout the year?
You can continue to call Tim at that number. That's been his number for years, and we haul it out on occasion, and he's not opposed to taking a call any time of the year. You're also welcome to send us an email. My email address is mike@rallokids.org. Tim is tim@rallokids.org. Send either of us a note anytime with your phone number. We'll call you back and we'll get you more tickets.
Good job, John. Thanks a lot for the support.
Cool. All right. Well, hey, let's head to the text. We got a text question that came through. It says, hi, guys. This is Ernie from Prosper, Texas. I have a long-range question. I keep hearing reports from the boats talking about fishing on the lower banks. My question is, where are these lower banks located, and how long of a trip does an angler need to fish on these banks?
Yeah, so lower banks are off of Mag Bay, right, Rick?
General term. Exactly, yeah. General
where
term.
Where you fish,
from,
right, Mike?
Yes. Yes.
On the Royal Polaris.
Yep.
And I would say from Mag Bay to Cabo San Lucas would just be like the you know, even a little above Mag Bay. But, yeah, just a general term for all of those, you know, the high spots from Mag all the way down right. just above Cabo.
Right, yeah. Another text came through, too, and this is Kale from Chula Vista, says, do you think we're going to see Christmas bluefin? And to answer that question, let's have Dr. Chris Minnick, who is a guest in the studio here, tell us what he did. Just got back yesterday, right, Chris?
So I was on the Game Changer, five of us, it was a Larry Brown charter, five of us went on, it's a 70-foot, literally luxury yacht, but Ryan Stahl and his mom, who own it, have it really dialed in. And we were out on the Tanner, it was 3.5 days, we caught and released over 200 bluefin. Five of us. We caught them on sardines and on squid.
Come on.
And we had a bite on nighttime same size fish eating. You just dropped a jig down, and you couldn't get it through them. You got bit. And we were hooking so many fish, and we were kind of tearing them up with the jig. So we stopped doing it. But it was just wide open. So
legit wide open bluefin.
But
in December.
Yeah, and at night, Jody, one of the second captain, she stayed up and made squid, market size squid, you know, 6 inches, and then you just put those on with a 1 ounce egg sinker during the day, let it go out, and you got bit.
Wow.
And,
so cool.
And they have a big huge dip net, so we picked all these fish in the net, pulled them up, pulled the hook out, and then released them back over. It was
so
amazing.
Cool, man. Wow. That's December.
How fun is that?
That's December.
That's, are we going to get Christmas bluefin, Chris? You think the answer is yes?
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, yeah. I would say with that, and this week looks like a good week
no
too.
Doubt.
Good weather and everything's yeah. So yes.
Yeah,
Christmas bluefin.
I'm with you. I just think there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I think that there's so much. You know, we talk about it all the time. We certainly talk about it down at the landing. Is you know, every year we run out of fishermen well before we run out of fish, and that's what's going on. I mean, that caliber of fishing is going on right now, and you need to. You need to do some looking to find a boat going. You know, it's just that good.
Yeah. So Ken from North County wanted to know if we can text Tim.
You can text him. However, probably best to call though. Yeah, he didn't give me instructions on texting today. But but you know what? I would call the number and leave a message if it were me, just to make sure that he
get
gets
in
it.
On it.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah. That would be the easiest, and you're gonna get his voicemail. Just leave a message and with your phone number and your name.
Yeah, he'll get back to you sometime today. And if there's a specific time that you know he can't call you exactly when you say, but if you say I'm available after 5 p.m. or whatever, then he can follow that as well. So just give him a little bit of heads up. If you're gonna be unavailable all day, there's no reason for him to try to call you back. So
yeah. All good.
And once again, unfortunately, because of the stupid rules of
that's
the state of California.
So weird.
Nonprofits cannot sell tickets online. So
no, you're not allowed to trans. We can't even have you pay for them online. So
crazy.
Even if you called, you can't send us a PayPal. PayPal. You can't use any of the electronic payment systems here in California, which is really irritating when I constantly get solicitations from out-of-state nonprofits.
So once somebody calls and says, okay, I want a book of tickets, or I want two books of tickets.
Yeah.
How do they pay for it?
They'll read Tim their credit card number, and he'll process it. Literally, he's not writing it down. He's going to put it in his credit card.
He'll
deal
actually
right
process
there.
It
yeah.
right then.
Yeah,
and there.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
Vinny and Carlsbad next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Vinny, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, quick question. I got a flat fall at the tackle show there. You guys had and. Do you recommend putting the assist hooks on the top and bottom? And have you ever had anybody come into the shop and other than put mono, like 200-pound test, have you ever had anybody request putting like wire, like for like a wahoo?
We have, for sure. I would say the most common rigging seems to be that heavy fluorocarbon, just because it's a high abrasion resistance. But, yeah, I mean, we certainly, at this point, we have seen everything you could imagine. You know, hooks on the top, hooks on the bottom, wire, no wire, mono, fluoro, the whole nine. We definitely have rigged some with wire. Certainly can and does work. Wire is obviously extremely chafe resistant, you know, probably the most. But one thing with wire is it doesn't have great shock strength. So it is plenty strong, and especially if you're doing something heavy, 275 or 400-pound wire, would it work just fine? Absolutely it would. But it doesn't have any stretch to it. So I still prefer just a heavy piece of fluorocarbon, but could and does wire work? Sure. And especially at nighttime, I mean, it's just – it's not a stealth approach. So could you do it with that? Just fine. No problem. And then in terms of hooks on the top or the bottom, we rig ours a lot. We have a very, you know, we got an advantage that, you know, we're on the back door of where the boats are. And I would say the general, you know, most common way that our boats like to see a flat fall rig is two hooks on the bottom of the lure. When the jigs get real long, like the knife jigs, that's when our boats prefer to see hooks on the top and on the bottom. But again, we've seen every way. Hooks top, bottom, treble hooks, single hooks, assist hooks, all of them can, will, and do work. But general practice, flat fall style lure, I like two heavy-duty assist hooks on the bottom of the jig.
There you go. All right.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to take a quick break. We got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Let's talk about great fishing from Shimano. And, you know, when you're at Sagos Island Fishing Charters, Tranks is the reel, right, Jeff?
Oh, so many guys come down. I wish they would make it in left hand.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Tranks reel, whether it be the 500, the 400, the 300, the 200, they all fit the bill. I mean, 500 for surface iron fishing changes the game.
Yeah, it gets no better. Yeah. Easy to cast, that variable brake system, stack perfect level line. It is such a fantastic reel. Tons of power, cast like a dream. It's perfect for fishing the sea drift.
Yeah, and then the 400 or the 300 for fishing those weedless,
yeah,
the big weedless,
you got
the MC weedless, unbelievable.
I'm a lead head and swim bait. I like a 300. The weedless, yep. I like the 4. My surface iron, I like the 5.
Yeah, and then the 200, you want to do something fun and do a little light tackle stuff. It still has the power.
Yes, Corey, that's his 30-pound yellowtail reel.
Yeah, everything. He fishes rockfish with
it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, hey, it's the Tranks family of reels. Match them with a Terramar rod. You've got the unbelievable combo there from Shimano. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report. Today, that's sponsored in part by that hot ticket for local tuna, the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. They have everything you need, including those new stealth sizes in 2s and 4s, perfect for those finicky bluefin and yellowfin. Also, that they come in a variety of gauge sizes. That's what I like the most about Nautilus. You can get them in the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, and the Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key, and with Gamakatsu Nautilus, you know you'll have the right choice and the confidence that you're getting the finest hooks made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at selected tackle stores. We're going to start our catch port off up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Great.
Good morning.
Nice to hear from you. Hey, congratulations. Open ocean.
Yeah, we're good to go.
It's on.
We're good to go. Yeah, I spaced it last week. I was on vacation. I totally forgot to call you guys.
Oh, that's okay. We missed you.
Truth be told, I was in vacation mode. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, we're back at it here. You know, this week, like you said, Pete, back to our normal routine with all that stuff being lifted. The half day, we did see some bass action. Our water temperature is 61 and a half, kind of what we saw all week. So we had some good action on the live bait. We had both anchovy and sardine for bait this week. That smaller anchovy really helped with the bass action. Some fun fishing on the lighter lines, guys fishing that light line to kind of get that anchovy to swim away from the boat. 12 to 15 pound line was perfect. Sliding egg sinker rigs, I tell you, those fish are the best. The majority of the fish now is kind of settled out in mid-water column. Not a lot of action on the surface, and that stuff hasn't quite made it all the way to the bottom yet with the cooler temps. So midwater, that egg sinker really helped with that, and also some good sheephead action for the anglers bringing the shrimp for their bait. Out on our three-quarter day trips, we're still out in that deep water. Mixed bags of fish at the end of the day for our anglers there with some nice whitefish and sculpin for some guys and some nice mix of reds and macacho for others and a few other sort of rockfish species in the mix there. Double dropper loop deals with squid and anchovy was the standard setup for our guys on three-quarter day. Quite a bit of water moving around, too, with those tides, but it didn't really affect us that much out in that deeper water, so 10-ounce sinkers were sufficient for the guys out there on that three-quarter day stuff. And the guys are out today on the Clemente fishing for halibut, so we're stoked to be back to normal programming with that halibut derby as well. So now that we have that, some of the areas back that has been traditionally better for us, drifting for halibut, we're going to hopefully see some action, some movement there. So no new fish on the Derby leaderboard as of yet, but hopefully by today we see some improvement there. And also during the month of December, I'll throw this out there too, kids fish free with two paid adult tickets. So it's super basic. Book online, select your two adult tickets. The little free button will pop up for a free kid up to 14, I think, and then they can come fishing there. So super basic. Book online either the half or the three-quarter day trips. Kids can take advantage of that option. So jump on that and make
great
the plan.
Deal, man. Yeah. You guys are rad.
So come out with the kids, and the harbor's hitting right now, man. The whale watching, Christmas lights in the harbor, boat parade's coming the end of the week. It's just busy, busy time here. It's still Forest Surf and Wharf. So make your reservations. Save your spot on the boat. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, too, danwharf.com, or link us right through the front page of the Let's Talk Hooked Up website.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Well,
great job, Woolley. Appreciate a great report as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, man. Thanks for the time, guys. We will talk to you then. See
Thanks,
ya.
Thanks, Woolley. All right. Appreciate that. Well, While we're waiting for our surf guru to come rolling in, we got a great text came through. Hi, guys. This is Nick from Chula Vista. What's the best way to contact Rollo Kids to get more info on taking our Cub and Scouts troop out fishing? Most of our Scouts have never gone further than the pier.
That's exactly the kids that we specialize in taking out, and we'd love to help you with that. And you can contact us at rollokids.org on the website, and you'll see right there there's an application form for trips. Also, you can contact Howard. Howard books all of our trips, and you can get a hold of him at howard@rollokids.org, and we would love to hear from you.
But the primary point of contact is that RolloKids.org website.
Yeah, that's got and all then, the information, yeah, but like I say.
And then the contact stuff.
Ultimately, too. It routes to, if it's a trip-related thing, it routes to Howard, and if it's something to do with promotions, it usually comes to Tim or myself.
Yeah, all right. Speaking of Tim, how's Tim doing? Is he busy?
I think he is. He sent me a note here. So, yes, he's doing quite well, We need to give that phone number. Someone just asked me again for what it was. So it's 909-223-9631. That's 909-223-9631. Leave him your name and phone number, and he'll call you back and get you the tickets.
Yeah, and then also if you want to send him an email, not a text, an email.
Right. Now, keep in mind, you're not sending him an order by email. You're saying, please call me. Here's my name and phone number. That's what you need in that email. Yeah. We're not ordering tickets by email. We are just saying, give me a phone call. And so it's tim@rollokids.org.
Yeah, I think the easiest thing is just to call that 909-223-9631. And leave a message, and he'll get back to you today.
Yeah, and I think he's busy, of course, but in between phone calls, if he gets a chance, he'll call somebody back right while he's taking other calls. So yeah. He'll be busy all day.
But this is a special. You can buy tickets to the grand raffle all the way through April, but this is a special promotion for today only.
Well, it's not for today only. It's for until we sell,
until
150,
sell 150
spots,
right,
for the special drawing.
Which will likely be today.
Soon.
Yeah, yeah. I think the last time we did something like this was a couple years ago, and I thought I allowed a month to sell the tickets, and we literally sold them in 6 days. When I say 6 days, we probably sold them more in like 2 days, but it took us 6 days because we call somebody back, they're not available, they call us back. And
yeah.
But it's an awkward way of selling raffle tickets, and I realize that I would give anything to be able to sell them like normal over the internet, but in California, unfortunately, we can't do it.
What is the theory behind that? Like, why is it
what?
Just...
What's the theory for California's politics, right?
Same reason gas $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is there's certain cutouts and exemptions in the state. There are a couple situations where you can legally sell raffle tickets in California, but it's limited to certain categories of business. And apparently our lobbyists weren't strong enough to get it in our case. But 99% of the time, you cannot sell raffle tickets online in California.
That's so weird. Wow. What a dumb rule. Hey, we're going to continue on with our catch report and find out what's going on in the surf, because our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What up, Gundy?
Hello, gentlemen.
There he is. What's up, buddy?
Yeah. How's it going, guys?
Great. Great. Anxious to hear what the surf was.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting, Rockhard. We had the king tides, which are, you know, massive tide movements into the sevens, you know. So what I would say is that, you know, the bite kind of held up, and then when those ripping tides came at the very peak, you know, it made for a little bit tougher conditions. But what it did is it stirred up a lot of stuff, and the guys report that there's just a whole ton of small anchovies in on the beach, you know. And, you know, whenever you got bait, you know, you're going to have fish, and we got an incident of that down south. But I'll start up north. Still, like I said, still some good catches to be had. Cooling water temp for sure, but pretty stable conditions. I think we have some changes next week, so we still have a few days here. Like I said, we had those king tides on that new moon, lots of water movement and lots of bait. Hook, line, sinker reported several legal halibut checked in this week, Goleta, the Mesa, East Beach, all kicked out fish, most legals ranging from 24 to 30 inches, and flash minnows were tops here, guys just covering water, looking at the holes in the trenches. Wiley's held an Uptown Derby Saturday. 1 pound, 4 ounce fish took top honors. That's a nice fish. I think they had a 1-2, a 1-1 were the next two fish. and a lot of fish, they said. Very good fishing. The big fish was taken on an MS anchovy pattern flash minnow, but there were other lugworms and shrimp and some other things took the fish. But they said lots of bites, so it looks like that perch bite settling in up north. Big fish reported good croaker bite on the strong tide. Seal Beach Pier, 72nd place. Bolsa Chica were good spots. The stretch from Huntington to Box Canyon finally opened up. So not too many guys fishing yet, but I'm sure we're going to get some reports in the future, and it's nice to see those beaches open again for those guys. And then finally, and this is what we're talking about, bait balls. On the North County beaches, lots of bait at the mouth of the lagoons, in Oceanside Harbor. I guess there was some bait balls in Oceanside Harbor, and there was a mix of sand bass, short sea bass, halibut, striped bass, and orange mouth.
Oh, cool.
All reported caught. One angler had two halibut. One was legal, a six-pound striped bass, and a legal sand bass. And the other angler had two orange mouth, a seven. One was 7 pounds, a legal halibut, a short sea bass, and another sand bass. So, you know, sometimes when you approach those bait balls, you really don't know what you're going to catch. You know, spoons are good in there. These guys were using the small flukes, like Zoom flukes. And swim baits also work well in there. And never turn away from a bait ball, I guess, is the lesson there.
How fun is that?
Yeah, what a fun day that was.
Dr. Minnick is making notes so he can take his holy kayak out there. Right?
That's cool, Gundy.
So you never know how it's going to come in the surf, but the good Lord seems to dole it out for us, so I got no complaints.
I like it. Well, great report as always, bro. We appreciate you putting them together for us, and we'll look forward to hearing another one next week.
All right, gentlemen. Have a nice week, huh?
Thanks Gundy. And, of course, you know, Gundy, you can always read some great articles. Gundy writes for Western Outdoor News every week, and many, many great. He's one of the best writers around. Check out Western Outdoor News weekly. You can either subscribe, and you get the online as well as the printed version. Mm-hmm. So a lot of good stuff in Western Outdoor News this week, so check it out.
Always. Hey, I want to remind you that new CCA 2022 calendar now available. You can find it at the landings, almost all the great tackle stores, and at surffishtackle.com. It has the tide, moon phases, important dates, plus a really cool tribute to Jack Nielsen. It's a great calendar. Couldn't imagine not having that.
Yeah, gotta
have it
for sure. Well, hey, let's the phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
I'm ready, buddy. You got it. How about we talk to Mike? Mike's calling us from Torrance this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Great.
What's up, Mike?
Good, good. Hey, just cut off the new low end. Adam and Marcus have such a great operation there. We got limits of bluefin for a day and 3/4. So we had 100 fish for 25 people. Top two fish were right at 70 pounds. I was lucky enough to get one of them. Nice. Just want to say thank you very much for the boat. And the bluefin are there, guys. There's plenty of fish.
Man, that is so cool.
December bluefin.
Nice going, Mike.
Yeah, it sounds. And New Loanne, you're right, Marcus and Adam. Top notch out of Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Gets no better.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on a rad score in December. I love it. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island launch ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
For over
over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lane and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646 Baja.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.